With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Kamala Harris praising President Biden in her first public appearance since he dropped out of the race.
At a White House celebration for NCAA championship teams, Harris paid tribute to the president.
Joe Biden's legacy of accomplishment over the past 3 years is unmatched in modern history.
She said in one term, he has already surpassed the legacy of most presidents who served 2 terms in office. Harris is gathering support and endorsements to be the Democratic presidential nominee following Biden's decision to end his campaign. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, a rapid secret trial in Russia.
A Russian court says it has convicted a Russian-American journalist, Alsu Kormasheva, of spreading false information about the Russian military and sentenced her to 6.5 years in prison following a secret trial. She worked for the U.S. government-funded Radio Free Europe. Court records and officials said the conviction came Friday in the city of Kazan. That's the same day another court convicted Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich of espionage and sentenced him to 16 years in prison in a case the U.S. called politically motivated. Kormasheva's case was classified as secret. The radio group CEO and president Stephen Kapus denounced the trial and conviction of Kormasheva. I'm Haya Panjwani.
U.S. ambassador to the U.N. announcing $60 million in additional humanitarian assistance to Haiti. That during a trip to the troubled country. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield also says the Defense Department will provide a number of mine-resistant vehicles. At least 146 people have now been killed in mudslides in Ethiopia, an area that's been hit by extremely heavy rain. Most of the victims were buried in a mudslide and said to be children and the elderly. This is SRN News. Christian relief groups helping in Texas.
Hurricane Beryl slammed the state with strong winds, heavy rains, and storm surge, leaving many people without homes. Amongst the ministries that have responded are Texans on Mission, which has provided more than 60,000 meals to victims and has begun cleaning up debris. Spokesman David Wells says, quote, "This relief effort is a powerful picture of what it looks like when the body of Christ works together in His name."
Louisiana has agreed to delay implementing a requirement of the Ten Commandments to be placed in all of the state's public school classrooms, at least until November. That agreement approved in a federal court that is considering a challenge to the order. Backers of the law say the Ten Commandments do indeed belong in classrooms and, in fact, are part of the historical foundation of law in the United States. This is SRN News. They are called clean pigs.
Some of the world's cleanest pigs are being raised in the Virginia mountains to supply kidneys and hearts for animal-to-human organ transplants. Revivacor is one of several companies genetically engineering pigs so their organs are more human-like, less likely to be rejected. Early experiments came from pigs born on a special biosecure research farm. Now Revicor's parent company, United Therapeutics, is preparing for clinical trials of these organs from pigs raised in a first-of-its-kind facility with even more safeguards against any germs that might pose a risk to people. Ron Taylor reporting.
Louisiana businessman who sent 800 elderly residents from his nursing homes to ride out Hurricane Ida in a crowded, ill-equipped warehouse, pleading no contest to 15 criminal counts, Bob Dean Jr. entered his plea Monday. More details at SRNnews.com.